And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 25th. Sad news coming out of Vancouver, British Columbia. The founding member and percussionist of the Poppy family, Satwant Singh, has passed away. No cause of death was announced, and I don't even have a confirmed date of passing, but he was a major part of the sound of the Poppy family with major hit songs behind them. In other news, James Brown received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys this week in 1992. In 1998, Bo Diddley and Roy Orbison received their Lifetime Achievement Awards. In 85, Chuck Berry also got a Lifetime Achievement Award. And in 1994, Frank Sinatra received a Legends Award, and Aretha Franklin was given a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammy Awards. The Beatles' very first U.S. single, Please Please Me, along with Ask Me Why, was released on Chicago's VJ Records and was released in 1963. Dick Biondi from WLS Radio in Chicago at the time played the A-side, Please Please Me, and is credited as being the first U.S. DJ to play a Beatles record. Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel from 1956, his very first million-selling single, debuted on the Billboard charts this week. Laverne Baker wrote to Congress and asked them to change the copyright laws to ban cover records of R&B records by white artists this week in 1955. Her efforts were not successful. The Miracles made their TV debut on American Bandstand in 1960. Liverpool's Cavern Club, home to many early Beatles performances, closed this week in 1966. In 1980, Buddy Holly's glasses and the Big Bopper's watch were discovered in police files at Mason City, Iowa, and finally were returned to their families. Aretha Franklin won her first Grammy Award, Best Female R&B Vocalist, for Respect, this week in 1968. Jim Morrison was arrested for indecent exposure at a Miami Doors concert in 1969. Fans at Ottawa, Ontario's Coliseum rioted after waiting for over an hour for Eric Burdon and the New Animals to perform. However, the group disappeared. They left because they had not been paid. Happened in 1967. Jerry and the Pacemakers released the very first British single in 63, How Do You Do It? One of the greatest hits of all time, greatest hits albums. Johnny's Greatest Hits, the album by Johnny Mathis, was released this week in 1958. It eventually spent 9.5 years on the charts. Filming began this week on the debut feature film by the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, in 1964. In 64, VJ Records, also in Chicago, as previously mentioned, created a divisional label, Tolly Records, and they released Twist and Shout by the Beatles on it. Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull was given his Member of the Order of the British Empire medal from Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace this week in 2008. Johnny Cash married June Carter in 1968. In the studio, Al Hurt recorded Java in 62. The Bobettes cut Mr. Lee in 57. The Everly Brothers signed with Cadence Records and recorded Bye Bye Love, also in 1957. Excuse me. In 1955, the Four Lads recorded Standing on the Corner. The Supremes recorded both The Happening and Reflections this week in 1967. And Bo Diddley recorded Bo Diddley and I'm a Man this week in 1955. Birthdays. Fats Domino, born this week, 1928. Mitch Ryder, 79. Johnny Cash, born in 32. Guy Mitchell, in 27. Joe South, born in 1940. Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones, in 42. Barbara Acklin, in 44. Gretchen Christopher from the Fleetwoods, is 79 this week. Jimmy Dorsey, born in 1904. Dinah Shore, in 1916. Roger Daltrey from The Who is 80 this week. Harry Belafonte, born 1927. Karen Carpenter, born this week, 1950. Lou Reed, in 1942. And John Cowsill from the Cowsills is 68 years old. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 25th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.